Authorities are trying to determine whether the man suspected of lighting the Clarendon fire in January had anything to do with the significant Cherry Gardens blaze 10 km away. He's been charged with intentionally causing a bushfire and fleeing police. If convicted, he could be in jail for up to 20 years. Some people say penalties should be greater for bushfire arson. Wait Independent MP Sam DeLook is introducing legislation into SA Parliament this week to increase the maximum to life in jail. He joins me now. Hi there, Sam.
Good morning, Jenny. How are you?
Really well, thank you. Now, from what I understand, you want to bring bushfire arson in line with general property arson. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. At the moment, the penalty for lighting a bushfire arson is a maximum of 20 years. And I believe, in light of the events last weekend where thousands of hectares were burned and so many of our CFS volunteers from my area and through parts of your community were out there fighting those fires, and to know that some of those fires were deliberately lit by arson is just unacceptable to so many in the community, and that's why I believe Parliament should, the legislation for the penalty for arson should reflect community expectation.
Right. Now, firebugs are a serious threat because it's a compulsion that often they say they can't control. Do you think this will be enough of a deterrent?
Look, I think it's a sweep of factors that need to show a deterrent to community. Obviously, a strong penalty is one of them. But also the great work that SA Police do through Operation Nomad and working with known firebugs as well and monitoring them during the fire season and especially on catastrophic days is part of that suite of measures. Also included in my proposed draft legislation is financial penalties as well, directly linked to damage caused by arson. I think also we need to show the community that if you're a firebug, you're going to pay for the damage as well.
Mm. And how much support do you think you'll have in State Parliament?
Look, I'm hoping that the whole Parliament can get behind this. We already, as you said in your introduction, have strong penalties for the general arson provisions. But certainly talking to my community, we went out at a CFS fundraising barbecue last Saturday as a bit of a thank you for the volunteers at Drake's up in Blackwood. Plenty of people came up to me and expressed their support for the proposed changes. And talking to the CFS volunteers after the fires last week and sort of doing the rounds, there is general support amongst them to show strong deterrence to the community.
Mm. Do you think as well, like, do you know much about how much psychological support there is for someone who has a compulsion like that and what they should do if they're worried about their own actions?
Look, that's something we should probably look at and develop further. That's, you know, people with mental health issues is always a concern to so many of us in the community. So if we need to do more in that space, that's something we should certainly do and perhaps work with organisations like Headspace, SA Police, SA Health and the like.
Hmm. And I mean, it's almost sort of like a terrorism. You know, the hotter the fire seasons get, the more concerns there are. Do you think just having it framed in a different way and you know, having life imprisonment will make a difference for society?
Look, that's a really good question. But I think Parliament needs to set an expectation on this issue. It's a really important issue. The potential for a bushfire to cause so much damage across so many communities is enormous. And you had the wind blown the other way last Sunday. The Cherry Gardens fire would have come through Coromandel Valley, through my community, through Blackwood, very heavily, densely populated areas. And we need, I believe, as a society, say, there is very little wriggle room for this type of behaviour.
I really appreciate your time today, Sam. Thanks for joining me.
My pleasure.